How can you hold an election in a country at war with itself? A country in which 150,000 people have been slaughtered, the vast majority of them ordinary people trying to go about their lives, and more dying every day. A country in which every minute another family is forced to flee from its home. Almost half the population of 22 million are homeless. Vast numbers of them in squalid refugee camps on the border. How can you hold an election in which no opposition parties are allowed to take part unless they have the approval of the regime? The answer is, of course, you cannot. Not a real election, at least. But they started voting, some of them, in Syria a few hours ago. The whole process has been condemned as a sham designed to entrench President Assad in power. Our Middle East editor, Jeremy Bowen, is in the capital, Damascus.
Thanks, John. Yes, I'm at a polling station in an area called Meze 86, which is a real Assad stronghold. Most of the people who live around here are from the same minority group as him, the Alawites. The polling station I'm at is on a property owned by the National Water Company, and most of the people voting here are all from the water company, and they're being bussed in from their workplaces to come and cast their ballots. And as you can imagine, there's a lot of pro-Assad sentiment here. I'm not expecting people here to cast many ballots in favor of the two other people on the list here. And I've been going around trying to sample opinion about just what Syrians here in Damascus think about the vote. And of course, it's quite hard to get people to do anything other than praise it. And I started off in the old city of Damascus.
Now that's the sound of thousands of small plastic Syrian flags rattling in the wind that's blowing in through the Hamidiya Souk here in the centre of the old town, the old city of Damascus. And there are loads of people out shopping. It's a very bustling scene. You would never think for one moment that there's a war. Now, Syria is very isolated at the moment, but historically, this is one of the great crossroads of the world. Where I'm in Damascus, especially, I'm very close to the entrance to the Umayyad Mosque, which was a place of worship a millennium or more before the coming of Islam in the 7th century. And over the years, the very, very many centuries, the people who've sustained a lot of what goes on here are the traders. So I'm going to talk to one man now who has a textile shop, and he's called Ziad.
This is nice.
Ziad.
Hi.
Do you want to talk to us, Ziad? Ziad sells... tell us what you sell here. It's a lot of textiles, sort of oriental style, you might
yes,
say.
Yes, oriental. I'm a designer also. I make oriental style. Tell your government to stop support terrorists in Syria, please. Don't send us terrorists, guns.
What kind of terrorists? Do you mean people who come to fight for Jabhat al-Nusra or one of the groups?
I say people that come to Syria for jihad. Many British, they came to Syria to fight Syrian people and the government.
They say they're fighting for Islam.
No, this is not good.
So what about the election?
Good. Good for the future. Now we have three...
Candidates,
yeah.
But Bashar's going to win.
The people, they decide.
Now, it's not like a Western-style electoral campaign. I haven't seen public meetings and press conferences and that kind of thing. But I went to see one of the other two names on the ballot paper, Hassan al-Nuri, man of 54, who's been in the government previously. And he says that he lost his place in the government because of his opposition to some of the things that Assad wasn't doing. Slowness of reform, this is before the war, cracking down on corruption and so on. And I said to him, look, how can you have a hope here, apart from anything else? There are thousands of Assad posters and almost none of you. And he said, that was a bit of a bang there, I don't know if you heard it, outgoing artillery fire. And he accepted that for his supporters, it is quite hard to put up election posters.
When you have 2,500 posters and he has
like
25,000 posters,
at least. Cannot.
I came from a very big family. When I say big family, we're talking about more than 1,000 members of family. One single person from this family who is 100% believing in me will not have the guts to put a poster for me signing his name under.
Even your own relatives and your extended
and
family
friends, of
might
course,
be scared to put up posters of
not
you.
Not scared, reluctant. You know why they are reluctant? Because they never believed that there will be an election in Syria. And they suddenly having three candidates are competing each other for the president of the Syrian Arab Republic. Look at this big change now.
You know, the fact is that the main event in this country is still the war. That is still going on. Here in Damascus, you do hear the occasional thud of artillery outgoing, but nothing like you would have a year or 9 months ago, because they've pushed rebels away from the main center of Damascus in a way that they absolutely weren't able to do a year ago, for example. So at the moment, I'd say that there's a feeling of more security and stability coming off the regime, more confidence as well.
Jeremy Bowen in Damascus. Thank you very much.